Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope today's show finds you safe and well. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Of course, it is Wednesday, so it's time for more of your listener questions, including some great questions about luggage transfer between the resorts right now with split stays. Of course, Magical Express is not handling the luggage. How's that working to get between resorts? What about snacking and places to dine? Are they open? Are they closed? We have lots of discussions to make your next Disney vacation even better today. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency and they take great care of their guests, and it costs you absolutely nothing to use their services. So check out their website today, themagicforless.com. Great trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form and an agent will get back to you right away. Mention the show and you and I are going to be planning that trip together, and that means a lot to me. We'll be having a great time. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So please use it as often as you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, become a patron of the show, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of great discussions, photos from behind the scenes here on the show, photos from back in the day, events we've done all around the parks and the cruise ships. We have polls every day, and we also have Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast every Thursday. So support the show over on Patreon. It would mean a lot. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions. And thanks to everybody who is tuned in live here on the Be Our Guest podcast Facebook page. And we now have an additional outlet to tune in live and to catch the video of the show after the fact. And it's over on the YouTube channel. So you can go to youtube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Check out the video of the show, and you know that could be your destination for Monday afternoons around 5:45 Eastern, where we record live and have conversations throughout the show. So join us on Facebook or YouTube next week. We are ready to answer your listener questions. Excited to have you here. Joining me today to take on these questions, we have Ricky from touringplans.com and themouseforless.com. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, everybody. So glad to be here today, and had a really great birthday. I don't know if everybody saw, but Brian totally knocked it out of the park. He absolutely surprised me, and he went and got me there. So there's this flea market that's nearby, and they had actually a lot of Disney stuff, and it was like vintage Disney stuff. So he went back, surprised me, didn't know he was going back. Like, he's really not that good at like keeping secrets. So the fact that he like actually got one over on me was a miracle. And he went and bought just a ton of stuff. So like I have a complimentary like Disneyland ticket. I have a firefighter ticket from Walt Disney World. I have the booklets from like the contemporary Walt Disney World from like the 1970s. I have pins from like Typhoon Lagoon's Beach Bash and the grand debut of Disney Channel and something that they did at River Country, which was kind of cool too. So, I mean, I got a ton of just awesome stuff. You can check out my Instagram to see. I took a picture of all the stuff that he got me, and it's just awesome. An old Liberty Tree Tavern kids menu I have.
That's like, random.
It is so random. And like, I looked at the back. So on the old Liberty Tree Tavern kids menu, you know how now they'll do like Disney characters or whatever.
Yeah.
So now, or back then, they had like this game that you could play, and it featured like Disneyfied versions of like Ben Franklin and George Washington. Nice. And I'm like, this is so cool.
That's back in the day when schools used to teach social studies.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was awesome. So I have like a ton of stuff. The problem, I am running out of room in my Disney room here. So like I am going to have to buy another bookshelf because I don't have.
Or bigger
I
house.
I do not have enough space on my shelves.
Well, I did get you a gift for your birthday. I sent it down. It's tickets to this year's Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So watch for those. They're going to be in the mail here very soon.
Yeah, I'm sure those are going to be really, really helpful here.
All right, real quick off the top of the show, just a couple of breaking news stories. Of course, they happened over the weekend or earlier this week, just to get it to you. First of all, Disney is continuing to modify their mask policy. Of course, no gators. G-A-I-T-E-R-S, and probably no right. G-A-T-O-R-S, unless you're from the University of Florida, which that's a whole nother problem.
Right.
M-I-Z. But also no bandanas, unless you're Jesse James, and you come in a stagecoach. Or now you can't have a mask with a valve or any kind of mesh. Kind of makes sense because you'd be exhaling the gases. That's something. Also, we're going to talk about this on Friday. It's actually going to be the focus of the show, but no mobile snacking and drinking. You have to be parked somewhere and enjoy your drinks and eats with your mask off. So we'll talk about that on Friday. But also we had news about, again, delayed or indefinite reopenings for some of the Walt Disney World resorts. And I think you have that, Ricky.
I do. So back when Disney first announced that they were reopening, they had a full list of resorts that were reopening. That was back in June. However, obviously, these times, they are changing. So Disney has decided to make some changes for a few of the resorts. So the new planned reopening dates are as follows. So July 29th, Disney's Caribbean Beach will reopen. August 24th, Disney's Yacht Club will reopen. September 21st, Disney's Grand Floridian will reopen. October 4th for Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. October 14th for Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. And November 1st for Disney's Art of Animation Resort. The two that were really impacted by changing dates are the Polynesian and Art of Animation.
Yep.
So if you were staying at one of those two resorts and it's before, you know, when they're reopening, you're going to be staying at a different hotel at this point. There are two resorts that are going to remain closed until further notice. So those are Disney's Beach Club and Disney's Boardwalk. And so their reopening time will be reevaluated in the future. Disney's pretty much said that they are continuing to evaluate adjustments to hotel opening dates as needed and will reopen when the timing is right to do so. So if you are impacted, Disney will be reaching out to those guests who have upcoming reservations, and changes will be modified to your room. So just kind of a heads up on that.
And the way this works, because that's what I've been doing all day, the day we're recording here on Monday, is, as this was announced earlier this morning, is that if you are affected, you're in one of these resorts where it is not going to be open now, just call Disney or call your travel agent, let them know. And what happens is Disney is going to move you to an equivalent or better accommodation, and you are price locked to your current price, but sometimes it'll work in your favor where it goes down. So if the price goes down, you get that difference, you get the discount, or, you know, you get the lower price, obviously, because, for example, my sister-in-law and her girlfriends, they're all going down in October. Art of Animation, they had a family suite. So Disney put them at Caribbean Beach in a pool view room, but that was actually way lower than the family suite at Art of Animation. But Disney sees it as going from a value to a moderate, but they still got the savings. They went down in price, so they got the savings. But for example, I had another family that was in a family suite at Art of Animation. They got moved over to Kidani Village in a deluxe studio standard view. So that one, that was a price lock because it did go up. So it just depends what Disney is ideally doing. They have a flow chart, the cast members, when you call them for these changes, I'll tell you, because I talk to them all the time. And what they're doing is they're looking to find as close of a price as possible in the next accommodation, but work in your favor slightly. They're not trying to move you from a Little Mermaid room at Art of Animation to, you know, contemporary theme park view tower. You know, they're not trying to do that. What they're trying to do is they'll move you from Little Mermaid to Pop Century, or, you know, something equivalent or just slightly better. So if you go off that, then you got to kind of make your own way. So they're going to offer you something in your favor, or if it's not in your favor, if the price goes down, you gain that discount. So just know it's not that bad, but we'll get there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So Aaron's got the first question of the night. Let's get to it real quick. I heard a rumor that Orlando's making guests who fly into Orlando self-quarantine. Is this true?
Kind of.
It is. Depends where you're coming from.
Yes, that's why I said kind of. So if you're coming from the Northeast, and it's a few select states, then you do have to quarantine for 14 days.
At the time this is coming out, because it could change anytime, because, you know, the Northeast isn't as much of the hotspot as like the Midwest and the South right now.
Absolutely. And knowing us and how things work, this will change by the time this goes out.
Yep.
2 days. But... If you're here like in the South, I've been down to Florida a few times. I don't have to quarantine. I've been down to Florida and didn't have to stop and do anything. So it just kind of depends on where you're coming from, to be perfectly honest.
I'm just crossing my fingers it doesn't, because Missouri's not looking good right now. We're going up and up, but I don't want them to put a quarantine order on Missouri, because if it does, I can't go. Because I'm going August 5th. And there's no way I can quarantine for 14 days when I'm going for 4 nights.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jacob's got a question here in the live chat. My wife and I are going to sneak down for 3 weeks. Oh, wait, in 3 weeks. Okay, I thought it said for 3 weeks. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. No, that's different. That's different.
I do know somebody that's sneaking down for 3 weeks. We'll talk about that someday in the future. Without kids, to take advantage of the low crowds and use our annual passes with the extra days, months added on. Are there any great non-Florida resident AP discounts on rooms? Best suggestions on where to stay? Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Okay, so right now, just so you know, and again, as of the day we're recording, Monday, the annual pass discounts are beating Florida resident rates pretty significantly right now. And, I mean, you can get, I was going to say Beach Club, can't get that right now. But you can get certain rooms at, like, the Deluxe Villa Resorts or even, like, a yacht club. Sometimes you can get a room under $300 a night. Like, I'm looking, like, $280. This is pre-tax. Like, $280, $290 a night for, like, a standard view or even, like, a deluxe studio in the villas. There's great deals out there. So it just depends. Like if you're going down and if you're just going to try to go to Epcot and the studios, I'd look at Yacht Club. If you can't, when are they going? Oh, it's in 3 weeks. Okay. So I'm trying to say, yeah. So I'm trying to think, Caribbean Beach is a good place to land because that's Skyliner access now that it's open.
True. It's a good point.
Actually, it opens in 2 days, right? It opens the day this comes out. What day is
The 29th. Yeah, oh, today. Oh,
it's the day it comes out.
Yeah. I guess I should say happy anniversary.
I'm just saying, I was trying to remember what day this comes out. Yeah, so Caribbean Beach is actually where I would go for the access.
Yeah, so happy anniversary to Brian.
Happy anniversary, Brian.
Yay. We've been married for 14 years, so yay.
There you go. All right, really good question here, though, from Thomas in the live chat. Do you think Disney will still decorate the parks for Halloween, Christmas, etc., even if there's no parties? I say yes.
I say yes too. Yeah, I think they will. Maybe not as early as they, I mean, who knows at this point? They may still decorate in August at this point for Halloween. But I definitely think that they're going to do something, just to kind of, you got to have the Halloween and holiday spirit. I mean, it's so important. So, to a Disney vacation, to that whole thing. So I would suspect that we'll see at least decorations.
Yeah. If they didn't, it would just be so just depressing, they got to do at least 75%.
Exactly. They decorated for, food and wine. I mean, they put up, stuff for that. So I suspect that they'll probably do. I mean, it may not be like on the grand scale. I mean, hopefully it is, but it may not be the total grand scale that it used to be,
Going along with Thomas's question, I didn't even think about this till right this second, following up to that question. Do you think they'll tape the Christmas Day parade?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe they'll do it without spectators like baseball.
Oh, that's a good question. They could. Honestly, they probably could if they made it about the parade again, which they haven't done in years. They actually just had the floats coming down. You could have a presenter. Rest in peace, Regis.
I was going to say, this one they should dedicate to Reg. It's just totally,
exactly. He was always the hostess with the mostest. Host with the most, I guess.
As long as they don't put the computer generated guests like Fox does for baseball. Do those things are freaky. They move in weird ways. It freaks me out every time.
Yeah, I'm out with that. I guess they could show off, obviously, some of the new attractions that they have. I mean, you got Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway that they could show off. They always end up doing that. Now, the one thing that they wouldn't be able to do that I think they've been doing over the past couple of years is like the family vacations. I mean, I guess they could. They usually invite a few families to celebrate the holidays. So maybe they could still do that, too, because the parks are open. They couldn't have the concerts unless they just brought in the musical acts by themselves. They could possibly
could
do
we have
it
a Christmas morning without a Disney Parks parade? Come on. No, it can't happen.
Highly modified. I think it would be highly modified if they do it, but it's possible. I mean, look, they're doing other shows and stuff like that right now. I mean, the Today Show is you know, doing their stuff. So, I mean, it's absolutely possible that they could potentially do something. It just might be a very modified version of a parade.
I don't want a Zoom Christmas Day parade.
Look, did you see that they did the Christmas, or not the Christmas, but the Disney family sing-along stuff?
I didn't watch it. Cool. I don't do that stuff.
I know you don't do that stuff. I'm just saying, like, that was cool. Like, they did a good job with that. And that was all Zoom related, basically. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think they could do it. It's possible. I say yes.
Let us know on social media what you think. Are they going to have a Disney Parks Christmas celebration this year for Christmas morning? Let us know on Twitter at BRGuestPod or at BRGuestMike. As this comes out, I'm curious because I don't really know at all.
And so I want to
know what people think and give a little feedback as to why. All right. Hey, first comment coming in through YouTube from Jean-Luc. With the Magical Express not handling luggage at MCO, does that mean they won't move luggage when you're doing a split stay? We're staying at Copper Creek and then moving to Beach Club in September. Oh, you're not moving to Beach Club in September. Moving somewhere. We've talked about that in the top of the show. I think they are still, but I have Scott's down on a split and I'm going to ask him, but I think they are from what I've been told.
I believe they are. It's just they don't want to do it from MCO to, you know, the resorts. I think there's a little bit of liability there.
It's probably an economic thing too. You don't have to have people handling your stuff.
Absolutely. So, but I believe they'll definitely still be able to assist you if you're doing like a split stay. I'm not, like I said, not 100% sure, but I'm relatively sure that because you're not going to be able to take your luggage on a Disney bus to get to your, you know, new location, and they're not doing minivans. So yeah. I would assume that they would be able to.
There'd be a lot of people walking down World Drive, like pulling their suitcase behind them with like a little leash.
Or
on
I
the
love
Skyline.
It.
I've heard of people wanting to ride on the Skyline or the luggage. I don't think that's a great idea either. So.
No, probably not.
Okay. Amanda from Facebook says, do guests wear masks at the Disney pools?
So I believe, and I haven't been in the Disney pools. I was at the Universal pool. There, you know, as long as you were in a seated position, you didn't have to wear the mask. Or they didn't like come at you and say, hey, where's your mask? And then when you're swimming, obviously, you don't have to wear a mask either. I know the swimming part is true at Disney, and I would guess that it's probably true about the mask at Disney for if you're just sitting in a chair. But that part is the part that I'm not 100% sure on. So,
I believe that's the expectation is like when you're not in the water, you have a mask on. From what I've been hearing from the cast members and when I talk to the folks on the phone every day, the thing is because they're looking for consistency in the mask wearing, which I'm hearing they're getting really well, which I'm super excited for the guests kind of working together with Disney on this. And the thing is, if you say that, you know, if you're on the pool deck, you don't need to wear a mask. Well, you know, then say you're at Pop Century or on the Hippity Dippity pool. I know it's right. Hippity Dippity, but I mean, where does the pool deck end? You know, is it 10 feet from the water? Is it 50 feet? Then you got this whole consistency thing and the lifeguards have to probably jump in and police things. It's big. I would just say if you're in the water, mask off. If you're out of the water, mask on. Unless you're maybe sitting at a table eating.
Probably, yeah. I think that's probably a good case for, you know, wearing the mask. So.
All righty. Let's get to a question from the inbox. It's from Jennifer T. in Michigan up in the Mitten. Hello, BOGP crew. My family's headed down to the world the last week of August. This easy breezy bounce back trip has been one thing after another between COVID and free dining, taking backseas and LeBron taking over our hotel. Okay, so she had a bounce back, then she had free dining, then she had LeBron taking over her time. I get it, yeah, it's pretty rough. She says, but we're excited to be doing a split stay at the Contemporary and Beach Club. Whoops, okay, somebody else just screwed you over again.
It's going to hit your stay again, sorry.
This is going to be a miracle if this trip happens. Anyway,
yeah, no kidding.
Making it super easy to walk to three of the four parks. While I know Magical Express isn't handling bags, can our bags still be moved to the Beach Club when it's time to move? We don't mind moving them. But we're curious if that's still being provided. We just answered that. Thank you for the endless entertainment during such a crazy time in history. We appreciate you guys so much.
Yay. Well, I mean, I guess you're maybe, I don't know where you're staying, but you're probably not staying somewhere around the International Gateway area right now. So.
What about, here's a question for you. Should the NBA barbershop stay after the NBA leaves? Should they keep that little cube just in case you need a little trim on the way over to the kingdom?
Where is it located?
It's right there. It's right. Scott took a picture of it. He was eating at Grand Floridian Cafe yesterday. And he sent it to me because you could see it over the fence. It's right along the blue fence wherever he was, like where the blue fence is. But he could see the little cube. Yeah, it's got a little barber pole on it and everything.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah. I mean, maybe. maybe it should stay. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Mallory's like, they should just go over to the Magic Kingdom and get a haircut on Main Street. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. They're in a bubble. No. They can't.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They brought them to...
Yacht Club will be open, right?
So, I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so maybe they can stay at the Yacht Club. So
yes, I moved somebody to the Yacht Club today. Yes. Yeah. And Yacht Club's got the updated rooms, so don't feel like it's a downgrade. Yeah. They have better rooms. Let's see, Robbie's got a question, which I don't know the answer to. We might have to farm this one out to our guests on the social at BRGuest Mike and at BRGuest Pod. He says, we'll be heading down to Walt Disney World in August. We have park reservations for the days we plan to enter the parks, but can we access a theme park parking lot without a reservation for the respective park, or is the reservation only for entering the park itself? So basically, can you go into the parking lot? They don't check until you hit the touch points, right?
I think that's right. Yeah, they don't check until you hit the touch points. So
that's,
I think you're fine.
Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it'd be kind of hard to police
out, right,
that far out.
Yeah.
Okay, Zach has a question in the Facebook chat. My gal and I were thinking about traveling from Texas to Disney, stay there for a few days, head to Port Canaveral for a cruise, then head back to Texas. Any advice or recommendations? Thanks, guys. Okay, so looks like, I guess this would be probably late 2020 or early 2021, maybe for the cruise, because right now cruises are in limbo.
Right.
I always say, if you're going to a cruise, you need to be in the area at least the day before the cruise, just so you don't have to deal with any weather. But they said traveling from Texas, I don't know if they're driving or flying. Either way, you want to be in the area at least 24 hours before your cruise, just to be get settled, feel safe that you're not going to miss the boat. I love the Port Canaveral area because there's lots of history there, especially if you're a space fan. It's called the Space Coast. You can visit Kennedy Space Center, which is amazing. I would highly recommend, going over to Kennedy for the day. You can actually do 2 days there. You have Ron Johns and the Cocoa Beach Surf Company. Just, it's fun. I mean, it's not anything you have to visit, but I love going there. You're going to walk out with some kind of Hawaiian shirt, or maybe you have a surfboard, which you don't need. A boogie board or something, some shades. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's a cool place to visit. There's little places to eat. There's, you can see the sign like where they filmed I Dream. There's a sign for like I Dream of Jeannie. It's just, it's very like 50s, 60s, like mid-century kind of feel to it. So yeah, you can really explore Coco. Any other things to do over there?
I mean, you're going to have a good time. If they're wondering about the cruise, I mean, absolutely do it. When all this is over, because there's nothing like cruising on Disney Cruise Line. I mean, Brian and I were actually talking, we've had conversations. We were supposed to go on Royal, in May, and obviously that got canceled. But one of the things that he and I have been talking about is he's kind of like, I kind of am glad because, like, I feel like Disney is just like the upper echelon of cruising. And so like he's like, I'm kind of glad. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to go on a Disney cruise then, you know, once everything kind of calms down and everything like that. So like, he's already anxious and itching to go on a Disney cruise again. And personally I am too. That's kind of the nice part, about Disney is it really, there's something so special about it. And, it's like this intangible thing. So if you're worried about going on a Disney cruise, I mean, obviously you're listening to a Disney podcast, so don't be worried about that. But, as far as recommendations on the cruise, I mean, absolutely make sure you do the adult dining experiences at either Remy or Palo or both. They're absolutely worth it. I think that there are fantastic options. Remy is actually one of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm extremely picky. Like, I don't eat a lot of interesting food. But that night I did. And it was one of the best meals I've ever had. I mean, absolutely. I would say 100% go for it. You're going to have a great time. And just wish all this COVID stuff would, go away.
But for real.
Back on the cruise ships, because I really, really am itching to get on a Disney cruise again. So, yeah.
The difference between Royal and Disney Cruise Line, Disney Cruise Line is comfortable. It's very elegant. It's very it feels good to the Disney fan. Like, you do not want to leave. It feels like you're definitely in that Disney bubble the entire time.
Absolutely.
Royal Caribbean is fun. And I've sailed Royal a few times, and it's it's really neat because they have gigantic ships. They have really flamboyant type shows. It's very much like a floating Vegas, you know, because you got the casino. And it, I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong, but it's a little bit different. I mean, but and it's also, you know, it's not as expensive because it's not as they have a lot of ships compared to Disney.
100%. Yeah, but that's why.
I mean, it's fun. It's just a different kind of fun.
Oh, we would have had a great time. I'm not saying that we wouldn't have. I mean, you know, we were going to be with Pam and Steve and all them, but, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, he's kind of in a weird way happy that it worked out the way it did. So that's good. So there Disney Cruise again, 2021. I don't know. Whenever we get the chance to go on a Disney Cruise again.
Yeah, for real. I just want to get back out in the ocean.
Yeah.
All right. Jenny Lee from Down in Australia says, is upgrading to a Savannah View room at Animal Kingdom Lodge worth it over marathon weekend?
Ooh.
First of all, let's hope Animal Kingdom Lodge is back open for marathon weekend because it is not open right now.
Right.
Marathon weekend. I'm trying to think. Okay. So there's really two, because obviously I do this every year. There's two trains of thought when it comes to marathon weekend. One is you're not going to do the parks. Now, she's coming all the way from Australia, so I don't know how this is going to work out. But if you're there for the sole purpose of running and enjoying that and saving your legs, saving your feet, really chilling other than the races, yes, that's a great thing to do because it makes it more fun to stay in your room, watch the animals, take it in. However, a lot of people get down there for marathon weekend and they just need a place to shower and sleep. And because you're so tired anyway from running the races that you don't really care and you're out doing stuff in the parks, you know, even though you probably shouldn't. So it kind of just depends. Like, are you going to be somebody who hunkers down other than the races to save your legs? Then I would do a nice resort. I tend to stay Pop Century at All Star or something like that just to kind of, you know, I go pretty much the whole time, even though I shouldn't.
Yes. Don't do as Mike Roman does. He kills it every time.
But I get there. I'll make it.
I know.
All right. John has a question. He is from Itasca, Illinois. He says, hey, Pam, Ricky, and Mike. Assuming there's a pass holder hotel rate when I'm traveling, if I have a room booked and upon check-in, I upgrade my 7-day park ticket to an annual pass, can I have my hotel rate adjusted to the pass holder discount rate? Thanks as always. You guys are the best. Unfortunately, you cannot because you have to have the pass at check-in. So you'll get that pass holder rate for subsequent trips for the next 365 days. But for that initial stay, you will not get the AP rate. But here's the thing. If you have that ticket on there, like he says, I'll have a 7-day ticket. So it's a Magic Your Way ticket with his room on the initial stay. You are then eligible for that stay for package discounts, which a lot of times pretty close. Not exactly, but you're pretty close.
Yeah.
So you can do that. Okay. Rob sent a question in, or email in today. And I want to get this out there because he has feedback. He just got back. So he says, Mike, we had an awesome time at Walt Disney World this week. Thanks for everything you did to make it happen. I just wanted to share a few things from the trip. Feel free to share on the show. Okay, crowds. They are very low. We didn't have to wait more than 35 minutes for any ride. You can easily ride any ride you want and even ride the popular ones multiple times. We rode Flight of Passage 5 times on our Animal Kingdom day.
That's
so
awesome.
You know I'm going down a week from the day the show comes out on Wednesday. I'm going to ride Flight of Passage just because I've never been through the regular queue. And everybody says it's awesome, so I want to do that. No, I've done the Fast Pass 3 times.
Oh, okay. All right. The regular queue is pretty cool. I did that on the annual pass holder preview because I get to that's the only time I've done the regular queue. I won't wait in that line. It's really actually a very, very awesome queue. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, I'm sure you've seen like pieces of the queue.
I've seen pieces, yeah. But I don't really want to ride the ride because I don't really like it that much. It kind of makes me a little ill, but I do want to see the queue. So, I mean, I figured this is the time.
Okay, good.
This is the time. All right, he says, food. Outside of Epcot, there are not a lot of snack and food options. For instance, Animal Kingdom only had one popcorn bucket refill cart open. You really have to plan, especially with mobile ordering. One nice benefit of mobile ordering is no fighting over tables. It really limits who can be in the restaurant. So is that how that's working? Like you have to they do not let you in until you're like it shows on the app that you're ready. Then you get admittance into the restaurant. And then, of course, that knocks down the crowds, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how it works. Yeah, you have to prove that you have placed your order unless you have like a dietary restriction or something like that. And then I believe you can talk to the cast members up front and then they will assist you further. You do have to have that proven, hey, I've placed my order and I'm here and I would like to go pick up my order in order for you to be allowed admittance into the restaurant.
Sounds good. He says, hotel, very clean. Consistently saw cast members cleaning. The Contemporary had all the restaurants open, but the menus were limited, and it got very busy between 7 and 8 p.m. when the parks closed. Also limiting four people or one party to the elevator created a bottleneck and long lines. Which, I don't know what else you're going to do because people, I mean, it's so weird. Like, you know, anytime anybody gets close now, because we've been doing this now for 4 or 5 months, you're like, get the heebie-jeebies, you know? But I mean, you can't ride an elevator with other people, I guess.
It's true. When, like I said, when we were at Universal, you know, they again had the same rule of only one party, you know, in the elevator. And so we were in the elevator and this guy, like, they stopped on the whatever floor and this guy like got in with us and we're like, dude, like, what are you doing? you're just going to get in the elevator with us. But like, normally that wouldn't be a problem. But you know, now it's like, why are you getting in the elevator with us? Like, you should know better. Don't get in the elevator. So I get the backup, but there's really nothing you can do at this point. You know, and it's just, it is kind of what it is. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, I'd rather, I guess, be in the elevator by myself. So don't get in the elevator with other people.
I mean, it's almost saying, yeah, it's going to slow you down. But the thing, yeah, I keep trying to tell Mallory this because I'm trying to get her ready because she has grown up. And think about it. Like, if you have a kid that's like in their teens, like, they have only grown up with fast passes. You know, like, this is going to be, and I mean, really, I have too, you know, for the most part. But I'm trying to get her mentally prepared for things like that. You know, we've never waited for an elevator. We might have to do that on this trip. When we go into the Magic, because we land and we have Magic Kingdom theme park reservations for our first day. And the thing is, I don't want her to balk initially if she sees, like, a line that comes outside of an attraction right. that we don't normally see. I'm trying to get her prepared that there's social distancing where that's probably going to be a shorter wait. It just appears longer initially.
Absolutely. And I think that that's kind of a an issue with all of us, especially that go often, is that, you know, you will see a line and it's going to be, like, outside of where you normally would stand. And it says that it's, you know, 15 minutes and you're like, there's no way that's 15 minutes, but you have to take into account the fact that they are socially distancing us and in the line and that, you know, sure, by the time they space everybody out with that, you know, 6 feet apart from things, that it is only 15 minutes. But, you know, at first your mind is like, no, there's no way that's 15 minutes, but you just have to kind of trust the system and believe that that's the case and go with it. So yeah. I get the fear though of that, like, oh no. Yeah.
But then Scott took a picture a couple days ago on Main Street where it was just like maybe 10 people in the frame and he was, you know, up by the flagpole and shooting down Main Street. I was like, so jealous. So jealous. Oh, yes. And his last, Rob's last comment was masks. Everyone was wearing one and complied with Disney's rules 99% of the time. It was a pretty remarkable to see. I could tell on the weekends that less people complied, but it wasn't bad. Instead of 99%, he says he would guess it was like 94%. So is that what you saw when you were down there?
It is. Absolutely. 99% of the time, it was okay. It got a little less okay in the evenings. You know, I guess either people were tired of wearing the masks or whatever. Maybe more locals were coming out. I'm not entirely sure, but, I definitely noticed that it was good for most of the day. And then in like the evening, it got a little bit sketchier. Not really, you know, that's the worst probably term to use for that, but I would say about that 94% is probably about right.
Yeah. All righty. And we have another question from Amanda. It's just titled Mask Meltdown. So I was like, ooh, what's that all about? She says, hey, I have a question for your podcast. I completely understand the reason Disney is requiring us to wear masks. I personally have no desire to go even to the happiest place on earth in the hot weather and wear a mask. So can you tell me, when do you think Disney will allow guests to come back to the parks without requiring a face mask? Obviously, I think Disney is going to be not on the front end of the requirement going away. They're going to be mid to late on that whenever the CDC or the state of Florida or just basically experts and government officials pull that back. And I mean, as you can see, things are trending in that opposite direction. So I would say, I mean, if I had to guess, face masks are obviously here for the remainder of 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Conservatively, and maybe for spring of I mean, we just don't know how long this could last. I mean, it's COVID's got to go away before that happens.
Absolutely. I think at the earliest, and this is just projections. The earliest, maybe summer 2021, fall 2021, before they start even, before like the CDC and everything starts relaxing, you know, masks. I think that, it, you know, and Disney will definitely be on the tail end of, you know, not making people wear those. Because again, you know, for the health reasons behind it, they want to, the worst thing that can possibly happen in all of this is, you know, a big news story come out, you know, hey, a ton of people got COVID from, you know, visiting the Walt Disney World theme park. I mean, that is the worst story that Disney does not want. So matter of fact, I actually saw today that one of the news reports came out that because of the mask wearing that has been happening at, you know, Disney and Universal, that the theme parks have not had a major case in the times that the parks have been open.
I can't believe we just said that out loud.
I'm sorry. It was a news report. So, I mean, I just jinxed it, I'm sure. So, I mean, you know, look, they're gonna err on the side of caution. So it's going to probably be at least summer 2021, fall 2021 minimum, I would suspect, that, you know, these masks mandates will even consider going away. It's all going to depend on what happens with the vaccine and how the, you know, how COVID, you know, ebbs and flows with, you know, life and everything like that. Like, it's, there's too many unknowns to really be able to predict when the mask wearing will end up being able to go away.
Yeah, so. I would say if you're unwilling to wear a mask at Walt Disney World, you're just going to have to be patient because it's going to be a while. I mean, like, I'm not a big mask wearer. You know, I don't leave the house. I work from home. We had Paige home. She does the shopping because she does Instacart. You know, the girls go to Target. I could care less about going to the store, you know, and we just been getting to go food and eating it at home, you know, or eating from home. And I just haven't really gone anywhere. So this will be, I mean, and I'll be honest, like when I go down in a week, like I'm going to give feedback because you're getting somebody that's not used to wearing a mask going down on August 5th to Walt Disney World wearing one. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a change and I get it. Having done it, having worn it, you know, it is definitely a change. The best thing that I can suggest is to bring multiple masks so you have the ability to change it out if you do get hot, and you know, make sure you have one that's, I know this is a weird thing, somewhat breathable. I mean, not that, you know, you can, that's,
I'm
why they're
I'm bringing some disposables, but, because I have like some Mizzou ones, but I'm bringing some disposables too.
Absolutely, bring multiple ideas of masks to see which works best for you in those situations. But you know, something breathable in the sense of like, that's why they're requiring the 2-ply mask is so that like it helps to keep the, you know, respiratory, you know, going out and into the world necessarily, but it at least lets a little bit of air come through, not a lot. So, I mean, I've done it. I've worn the mask. It was fine. I will tell you, I absolutely was fine at Universal wearing a mask. It was not bad. And like I said, the only bad day was the day that I was at Disney Springs. And that was because I was not going in and out of buildings to cool down. And that was it. That was the only time I had like a negative experience, you know, and it wasn't really that bad at that point. So, but I'm really curious to hear what you think about it, Mike, because we'll, like, see. You said, you haven't worn a mask very much. I mean, I wear one here in Georgia all the time. You know, when I go out, I'm putting on my mask. So,
I mean, cause we don't have a state mandate for masks in Missouri we don't have one in St. Charles County where I live either. And all the counties around us have them. We don't. So you can go, you know, places and not, but I mean, I drive through Taco Bell. I drive through, pick up food. I mean, that's it.
I still wear my mask when I go through the drive-thru. So, like, when I go pick up my Starbucks, I'm wearing my mask. So,
but I'm in a Jeep with my top down. You know, I figure, like,
no,
oh,
I'm
not killing anybody.
I still do it. So, you know. It's me, and, you know, that's just who I am. So, I'm still going to wear it.
And I actually survived the motor vehicles getting my license renewed because I stood in line forever, and I forgot a mask. You didn't have to wear one. Most people had them on. But I was like, I was invested. Like, I had to wait like 90 minutes just to get in the building. And I wasn't leaving at that point. So I was like, well, I'm probably dead, but I made it.
Well, that's the biggest thing, too, is like, you know, Brian's not the most responsible with, how, you know, wearing masks in the sense of like, I never know if he's got a mask on him.
See, I would have thrown one on. I didn't have one. And I didn't know. I had to go, like, because I went to the initial place right by my house and they said, oh, your plate's on here because you have personalized plates. You got to go to this other place 9 miles down the road. And I got all flustered and it was a big mess. but no, I'm here, so that's good. Okay, last question is from Jenny Lee again down in Australia. She was mentioning the Animal Kingdom Lodge. She asked which part is better. So I guess she's talking about the Jumbo House or Kidani Village. So Kidani Village is the DVC portion of Animal Kingdom Lodge. Now, there are some DVC units in Jumbo too, but the Kidani Village is DVC, and that is open right now, and it should stay open. So that's where you got the villas. Kidani Village has a sneakily awesome pool. It's kind of across the parking lot, but it's a lot of fun with like water features. Now, the Jumbo House pool is more like your typical feature pool. It's big. It's beautiful. It's got the poolside bar. I like Jumbo Houses better, but I think you got to give some props to the Kidani Village pool. Now, Kidani Village has Sanaa for their restaurant, but no quick service, no counter service. So you got Sanaa. You'd have to walk down to Jumbo to get your Mara to get your counter service stuff. If I had my druthers, I would stay at Jumbo. You're more in the middle of the action, but Kidani's nice. Kidani's more of that DVC philosophy, the home away from home, where you're going to bring some food, you know, make some stuff in the room, stuff like that. Jumbo is more your typical hotel with the amenities you would appreciate in like a beach club, yacht club kind of situation, I would say.
Yeah, agreed. I think I would choose Jumbo as well. I've stayed in Kidani, and Kidani's lovely. I mean, I absolutely love Kidani, but, you know, if I was looking to like be in the action, I would probably stay more in the Jumbo house section. Plus, I mean, they have Boma and they have, you know, Chico. So,
yes.
You've got Sanaa, which is fantastic and I love, but you know, Boma and Chico are also, well, I haven't done Chico yet, but Boma is fantastic too.
Chico's
so. Super. Although buffet at this point, so who knows if that'll come back.
Chico's yeah. Super good. It's just super expensive. It's so got good it. Though. I did it once and Pam was paying, so that's what
yes.
I went. Okay, that's it for today's questions. We'll be back again on Friday where we're talking stop sipping snacks. So join us for that. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for that next Disney adventure, an adventure is out there. And right now, hey, we can book those 2021 fall Disney cruises. Hopefully this is all an ancient memory by then. So drop by themagicforless.com, see all the itineraries. If you want to book Walt Disney World, there's some awesome deals right now for the fall of 2020 at Walt Disney World, especially if you're an AP holder or a Florida resident. Just fill out that quote form. We'll get the information to you right away. If you mention the show, I'll be working with you, and I appreciate that so very much. So again, drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that quote, and we'll be planning that trip together. Themagicforless.com. Also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please use it as often as you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, get in on the fun. Over on the Patreon, we do polls, we have discussions, we give feedback, pictures from back in the day. We talk about, we reminisce like Little River Band over there for our trips gone by. And every Thursday, because, you know, you don't get enough Be Our Guest podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and actually Thursdays now with the live shows. But you get Mike in the Midwest, which is a crazy little mini podcast every Thursday for our patrons. Last week, we talked about shopping malls around St. Louis, Jamestown Mall, Northwest Plaza. St. Louis Center. Yeah. The Galleria, even. We talked about all that stuff. So, yeah, it's fun.
That was like the fancy mall.
Yeah, somebody got murdered there last week, so it's not so much anymore. Yeah, there you go.
It's not fancy mall anymore. No.
Exactly.
No.
Anyway, so check out Patreon. We sure appreciate that support. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter, @BeOurGuestMike and @BeOurGuestPod. And, of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and subscribe to the show now so you get the alerts over on YouTube, youtube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're jumping out of here. We'll be back again together on Friday talking stop sipping snack. So be ready. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.